ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। तो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडेज सेशन। वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम The 11th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. So last week we started this chapter and covered some portion. We will continue from where we left off. But before we do that, I will try to recap what we have seen till now in this chapter. So Nalakuvera and Manigriva have been released. And when the trees fell, then all the gopas ran to that place, fearing that a thunderbolt had struck. And, you know, they all came running to that place. There they saw that the trees had fallen down, but they could not trace any visible cause for the trees to fall down. Seeing Krishna dragging the martyr, they were wondering who could have done this and why did it happen and all those kind of things. The boy said, well, Krishna did this. He dragged the martyr between the trees and pulled them down. Then two men came out of those trees and, you know, and we saw it with our own eyes. This is what the small boy said. But because of the intense vatsalya that the gopas had towards Krishna, they could not believe this. Most of them. But a few of them felt a little bit doubtful because they were remembering Garga Muni's words. Garga Muni did say that your son is special. He has power similar to that of the same powers as the Supreme Lord Narayana, like that. So they were feeling a little bit doubtful. And Narada Muni Nanda Maharaj smilingly released Krishna from the martyr, because Nanda Maharaj was thinking, your mother has bound you up because of some small offense. So how can I release you? Because if the father punishes and if the mother releases the child from the punishment, or if the mother punishes and the father keeps releasing the child from the punishment, then the children may not develop proper respect towards one of the parents, because they know that whatever mistake, you know, if one comes to punish, you go to the other person and they will release you. So this is not a good practice. So Nanda Maharaj was smiling, thinking, your mother gave you punishment, so how can I release you? Like that he was thinking. And then he was thinking, okay, just like you bind the living entities with illusion, similarly, you are binding your father and mother with your prema. Like that Nanda Maharaj was thinking. And then sometimes Krishna would dance like a wooden doll at the bidding of the gopis, and sometimes he would sing for them. In this way, Krishna came completely under the control of the gopis of Vrindavan. And sometimes, being ordered, he would bring the wooden shoes or sometimes the measuring pot. So they would gradually, if they would tell him to bring a small thing, and if he manages to bring, then they will gradually tell a bigger thing and then a bigger thing and then a bigger thing. Like that, they would keep on increasing to see how much he is capable of doing. And sometimes, unable to lift something, he would just stand right next to it. And at other times, he would strike his arms to show that he has sufficient strength. In this way, he pleased his relatives. బాహుక్షేపం చ కురుతే స్వానాం చ ప్రీతి మావహన్. అండ్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ డివోటీస్ కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దీస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అండ్ దే కుడ్ సీ హౌ మచ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సబ్డ్యూడ్ బై హిస్ డివోటీస్. ఆత్మనో భృత్యవశ్యతాం దర్శయంస్ తద్విదాం లోక. ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీ ఇంక్రీజ్ ది ప్లెజర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివోటీస్ త్రూ హిస్ చైల్డ్ హుడ్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ వృందావన్. దెన్ వన్ డే అ ఫ్రూట్ వెండర్ కేమ్ సెల్లింగ్ ఫ్రూట్స్. కృష్ణ హూ ఇస్ సర్వ ఫలప్రద, హూ ఇస్ యు నో హూ ఇస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ గివింగ్ bestowing all the fruits, he himself became phalarthi. He became desirous of enjoying the fruits of that fruit vendor. What did Krishna do? In the eagerness to get the fruits, he picked up some, because he had seen his father and mother doing barter. And if you want to purchase something, you take some thing that is there in your house and then you barter it with them. You know, you take some grains or cereals, whatever. So he took some grains which he could take in his hands, and in his eagerness to come and take the fruits, he came running. Almost all the grains which he could hold in his small child hands, they also fell down. Only a few grains were left. The fruit vendor took those grains and filled Krishna up with fruits. And normally a child would not be able to hold that many fruits. But immediately, understanding Krishna's desire to accept all those fruits, Krishna's Aishwarya Shakti came to serve Krishna, and Krishna could hold all those fruits which the fruit vendor gave him out of love, and he carried it inside. And the fruit vendor's basket got filled with lot of gold and jewels and all kinds of valuable things like that. And even though it is not explicitly mentioned here, the acharyas say, not only did he give them that kind of wealth, but he also gave that woman the treasure of Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema. Like that. And then, once Krishna and Balram were playing along with the friends on the banks of Yamuna, and it was time for lunch, and they had not eaten. They had just taken early breakfast, and still it was, you know, time for them to come home for lunch. So Mother Rohini went to fetch them because Mother Yashoda sent her. So, but because they were very much absorbed in playing, they did not return. They were not responding to Mother Rohini's call. So Rohini understood, it is not within my capacity. Mother Yashoda, who has much more love, Vatsalya, she has to come and call them. So she went and sent for Mother Yashoda because she had more love for Krishna and Balram. So Mother Krishna and Balram, being too attached to playing, they wouldn't come. Therefore Mother Yashoda called them with her breast flowing with milk of affection. She was feeling so much love for Krishna and Balram. So she said, Krishna, Krishna, Aravindaksha, Tata Ehi Stanam Piba, Alam Vihare Kshutshantaha, Krida Shanto Hi Putshi, Krida Shanto Si Putraka. So she called him, Krishna, Krishna, not just twice, but several times, because she was far away. O lotus-eyed Krishna, please come and drink milk from your mother. You must be very tired and hungry. Enough of playing. come here. And hey, Balram, please come immediately with your brother. You both ate in the morning, so therefore it's time for you for lunch. You should come now. And moreover, Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you and he would not eat without you. So you please come. So just so that, you know, out of respect for Nanda Maharaj, at least they would consider coming. But they did not hear. So then she told the other boys, "Oh Gopas, please go home. You all go home. Your parents must be waiting for you." Because generally children, they would not respond to their own parents calling. But if someone else's mother or father tells, "Hey, you all go home," then they cannot, out of respect, you know, they have to go. So this was her last Brahmastra. She, instead of calling Krishna and Balram, she told the boys to go home. So if the boys go home, automatically Krishna and Balram have to come home. So she told like that. And then she said, "Today is your birthday. Please come home, take bath and give cows in charity to the Brahmanas." So then she tried to, even then they would not go home. Then she told, "Look, today is your birthday. You have to give in charity to the Brahmanas. You are Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanaitaya Cha." Right? And still Krishna did not come home. Then she tried to invoke competitive spirit in Krishna. She said, "Look, just look at the other boys, how nicely they are dressed. They have taken, their mother has given them nice bath, dressed them so nicely. They are looking so good looking, presentable. And look at you. You should also come home, take bath, eat, dress well, and then go out to play. Otherwise, you know, look at your friends. You know, they are looking so presentable. You are not at all presentable." In this way, Mother Yashoda affectionately considered Krishna as her own son, even though he was Ashesha Shekaram. He was the peak of all the opulences, but Mother Yashoda considered him to be her own son. Of course, he was. So, in this way, giving various arguments to convince Krishna and Balram, finally she caught hold of them with her hands and dragged them home. And there she gave, them a bath and fed them food, dressed them nicely, like that. Then, once upon a time, all the elderly gopas, they assembled. At that time, till then, they were staying at Gokul Mahavan. And they were wondering how to stop the disturbing situations in Gokul Mahavan. So, why did this meeting happen? Because Krishna had played in Gokul Mahavan sufficiently and then he desired to go to Vrindavan. So when he desired to go to Vrindavan, then Yogamaya inspired Upananda to give this suggestion that there are too much disturbances here, so we should be going to Vrindavan instead of Gokul Mahavan. Like that. So he said, so in that meeting, experienced Upananda suggested this for the benefit of Krishna and Balram. Okay. So he was the most experienced, learned person, so he suggested. He He said, look, we should leave this place as so many disturbances are coming here for killing Krishna and Balram. Okay. So therefore, we should move to a safer place. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Krishna was rescued from Putana and Shakatasur. You know, even though he should have been killed, Krishna was protected from Trinavarta also by the mercy of Lord Narayana. They did not die due to the falling of the trees, the Yamalarjuna trees, again because of the protection of Lord Narayana. Since these disturbances are not leaving this Gokul Mahavan, we should go elsewhere. Between Nandishwar and Mahavan, there is a place called Vrindavan. It is suitable for the maintenance of cows, the gopas and the gopis. So, they were initially in Nandishwar, but out of fear of Arishtasur, they moved from Nandishwar to Gokul Mahavan. But again, their Putana, Shakatasur, Trinavarta, they all came. So from Gokul Mahavan, they again moved to Vrindavan, which was in between Nandishwar or Nandagram and Gokul Mahavan. Okay. So he suggested that we should be going there. This place is very suitable for living and beneficial for the cows, because it is filled with lush foliage and fresh gardens. Then he said, if this idea is acceptable to you, then just yoke your carts to the bulls and let us leave today only. Let's just leave today only. So then, okay, this is what was suggested. So they have not left, they were just going to leave to Vrindavan from Gokul Mahavan. And today they will move to Vrindavan. Okay, before we start today's discussion, any quick discussion points, comments, questions based on what we saw last week or whatever we have discussed today. Yes, Ramangi
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danvat
Pranam.
Pranam. Prabhuji, from this revision, we understand that to call Krishna and Balaram back home, Rohini Mata felt that her love for them may be inferior. If Yashoda Maya comes, then they'll come back home. So again, when Yashoda Maya comes to call Krishna and Balaram, she felt that if I ask the boys, other boys to go home, in various means and ways she's seeing how to bring them back. But why she need to do that? Both of these mothers, why they need to do this? Because Gopas have Sakyarasna. So if Rohini Maya felt that her love is inferior than Yashoda Maya, then the same thing applies to Gopas and mother's love here, na? Why they didn't heed, the Lordship didn't heed to Rohini Mata's request in the first place, and then even Yashoda Maya's, Prabhuji.
That is just, it's not that they would never hear. It is just that particular leela of the Lord. It's in through that particular leela, in this on this particular day, Yoga Maya wanted to orchestrate and show that Mother Yashoda's love, Vatsalya, is greater than Mother Rohini's Vatsalya. That's all. Otherwise, it's not that every time Mother Rohini would call, they would not go back. It's not like that. On this particular day, this leela, Krishna had a desire to perform this leela, that's all. Nothing more than that.
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay, next question. Lord says that he is aloof from the material world, but he seems to take active participation in his Bhauma Leelas. These Leelas are so full of rasa. Yeah, because Bhauma Vrindavan is non-different from Goloka Vrindavan. So, therefore, when he talks that, when he says that I am detached from this material world, when he sees but when we see Krishna performing his Bhauma Leela with great attachment, it indicates that actually Bhauma Vrindavan is not a part of the material world. It is the spiritual world, actually. Okay. Anything else before we move forward? Okay. Let us continue then. Okay. So today, let's see how far we can go. Actually, please remind me, 1:30 I will have to rush for the Brahmachari class. So I'm Chowpatty. So while here, we will have to end by at least 1:20 so that I can wind up and rush for the Brahmachari class. So we still have time. It is 12:24, close to 1 hour we have. Whatever we can cover today, in that 1 hour we will cover. Tachrutvaikadiyogopaha sadhu sadvitivadinaha vrajan swan swan samayujya yayurudha parichadaha tachrutva. Upon hearing the advice from Upananda, Ekadiyo Gopa, the cowherd men who are one-pointed, Ekadiyaha means they all agreed, unanimously agreed. And they said, Sadhu, Sadhu iti Vadina. And they said, very good, very good. This is a very nice suggestion. Swan, swan, vrajan, samayujya. And they assembled their cows. Ruda Parichadaha, and they sorted out their household affairs, placed their clothing and other paraphernalia on the carts, Yayu, and they immediately started for Vrindavan. So, all the Gopas appreciated the advice packed their stuff and immediately started to Vrindavan. So, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti says, the Vrajavasi started for Vrindavan after collecting all the cows and other animals and loading their household goods on carts. Ruda Parichada. वृद्धान् बालान् स्त्रियो राजन् सर्वोपकरणानि च अनाः स्वारोप्य गोपाला यत्ता आर्तशरासनाः गोदनानि पुरस्कृत्य शृङ्गाण्यापूर्य सर्वतः सूर्यघोषेण महता ययुः सह पुरोहिताः अनाःसु आरोप्य कीपिंग ऑन द बुलेट कार्ट Vriddhan, Balan, Striya. All the old men, women and children. Sarva Upakaranani and all the household paraphernalia. Godanani Puraskritya and keeping all the cows in front. Gopala, the cowherd men. Artha Sharasanaha, they picked up their bows and arrows also. Even though they were Gopas, they had bows and arrows. Yatta Shringani Apurya, and with great care and sounded bugles made of horn. O Rajan, Sarvataha Mahata Turya Goshena, in this way with bugles vibrating all around, Saha Purohitaha Yayuhu, the cowherd men accompanied by their priest, they began their journey. So, keeping on the cart, old men, women, and children. And keeping the cows in the front. They sounded the bugles and began the journey. गोप्योरूढरतानूत्ना कुचकुङ्कुमकान्तयः कृष्णलीलाजगुप्रीत्या निष्ककण्ठ्यः सुवाससः. गोप्यः, द कौहर्ड वुमन, रूढरता राइडिंग ऑन द बुलक कार्ट्स, निष्ककण्ठ्यः सुवाससः. सुवासः, दे वर ड्रेस्ड वेरी नाइसली. निष्ककण्ठ्यः, एंड दे वर वेरिंग नाइस ऑर्नमेंट्स. नूतन कुच कुंकुम कांतयः, एंड देयर बॉडीज एस्पेशली देयर ड्रेस वेर डेकोरेटेड विथ फ्रेश कुमकुम पाउडर. कृष्ण लीला जगु प्रीत्या, एंड एज दे रोड दे बिगैन टू चैंट विथ ग्रेट प्लेजर द पास्ट टेंस ऑफ कृष्ण. द गोपीज वेर ड्रेस्ड वंडरफुली. And as they were riding, they were chanting the pastimes of Krishna. Tata Yashoda Rohinya Ekam Shakatamastite रेजतु कृष्ण रामाभ्याम तत्कथा श्रवणोत्सुके. तत्कथा श्रवण उत्सुके, दस हियरिंग अबाउट द पास्ट टेंस ऑफ कृष्ण एंड बलराम विद ग्रेट प्लेजर. यशोदा रोहिण्या, यशोदा एंड मदर रोहिणी. सो एज नॉट टू बी सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम कृष्ण एंड बलराम इवन फॉर अ मोमेंट. कृष्ण रामाभ्याम एकम शकटम आस्तिते, दे गॉट अप विद देम on one bullock cart. Rejatuhu, in this situation they all looked very beautiful. Yashoda and Rohini held their sons and sat on one cart because Krishna and Balram could not bear to be separated from each other. So ideally Krishna and Yashoda and Rohini and Balramji would have traveled in separate carts. But because at that age Krishna and Balram did not want to be separated from each other, so they traveled on the same cart. Okay. So Krishna and Balram, not wanting to be separated from each other, not wanting to be separated from each other. Rohini and Mother Yashoda all chose to travel in the same cart, relishing the pastimes of Krishna. वृंदावनम संप्रविश्य सर्वकाल सुखावहम तत्र चक्रुर्ब्रजा ब्रजावासम शकटैर अर्धचंद्रवत. इन दिस वे दे एंटर्ड वृंदावन. इन दिस वे दे एंटर्ड वृंदावन. वृंदावनम संप्रविश्य सर्वकाल सुखावहम, where it is always pleasing to live in all the seasons. Tatra Chakrur Vrajavasam, there they made a temporary place to inhabit. Shakatair Ardha Chandravat, by placing their bullock carts around them in the shape of a half moon. Shakatair Ardhachandravat. Okay. So now let's do a small exercise. So initially, they were in Nandishwar, Nandagram. Right? So Nandagram. So what are the places around Nandagram? Can you say what are the places around Nandagram? Let us do this small exercise. What are the places around Nandagram? Vrindakund, very good. What other place? What are the other places near Nandagram? Terkadam, correct, very good. Terkadam, Asheshwar Mahadev, correct. Pavan Sarovar, yes. These are the places around Nandagram. Wonderful. Terkadam is also very near. Asheshwar Mahadev. Yeah. Okay. Now, from there, from Nandagram, they actually came to Gokul Mahavan. Okay. So, what are the various places around Gokul Mahavan? What are the various famous places around Gokul Mahavan? Ramandreti. Very good. Utkal. Brahmanda Ghat, very good. Yes. Brahmanda Ghat, Utkal, and Ramandreti. What are the other places near Gokul The current ISKCON temple where it is there, that is Gokul Mahavan only, right? Is that Gokul Mahavan area? The current the ISKCON temple is Raman is Kaliadaha, that area is all Govardhan Dhangati and all is not Gokul Mahavan. That is not Gokul Mahavan. Yeah. Kaliadaha is Brahmanda Ghat, Ramandreti. Yeah, ISKCON temple is Gokul Mahavan only. Only right, Chaurasi, Chintaharana Ghat. Yes, Chintaharana Ghat. ISKCON temple area is Ramandreti, correct. Chintaharana Ghat. Chintaharana Ghat is it Gokul Mahavan? Can someone tell me Chintaharan Mahadev? That is Chintaharan Ghat, right? Is it? I don't think that is Gokul Mahavan. I am not sure. Can someone clarify? Chintaharan Ghat, is it? Yeah, Yashoda prayed for Krishna's safety at Chintaharan Ghat. That is Chintaharan Mahadev is there, but I don't think that is Gokul Mahavan area. That is not Gokul Mahavan area, if my memory is right. Is that Gokul Mahavan area? Can someone clarify? Okay. No, this is a different Ramandreti in Vrindavan and different in Gokul. Oh, acha. So where ISKCON temple is there, that is a different Ramandreti. Okay. Okay. Radha Pramod Prabhu, can you please speak?
Yes, Prabhu. So what we are Krishna Balaram temple we have is ISKCON, that is Vrindavan Ramandreti.
That is Vrindavan
But
Ramandreti. Okay.
Gokul is also another Ramandreti. That is when Krishna was in childhood, he was playing there. And this
Okay.
Ramandreti is when he's grown up. When
Okay. So
he comes from.
Gokul Mahavan area, which is that area?
That is after Mathura, other side of Yamuna.
So immediately, it's close to Mathura.
After you have to go to Mathura, then you have to cross Yamuna. So this side is actually Vrindavan and Barsana and all are this side. So the seven
Okay.
forests are this side, five are that side.
Okay.
So that is actually Gokul Mahavan is other side of Yamuna.
Gokul
So
Mahavan is other side of Yamuna. So Chintaharan Ghat and all comes in Gokul Mahavan only.
Chintaharan Ghat, I don't remember bro, but that Raman Rethi is different. This Raman Rethi is different. What we are, Krishna Balaram is Raman Rethi, but it is not Gokul.
Last
This
time
is
we went
Vrindavan.
to Vrindavan, we went to this Chintaharan Mahadev place,
Ah,
even we went
yes.
there.
Yeah.
Chintaharan Ghat we went. There we
Yeah.
went on a Yamuna ride also. We went boat ride there at Chintaharan Ghat, if you remember.
Ah, that is Brahmand Ghat we went.
So Brahmanda Ghat and Chintaharan Ghat are, I think, right next to each other.
Ah, mostly.
Yeah, Brahmanda Ghat, Chintaharan Ghat, both are close to each other. So that if that is, if Brahmanda Ghat is Gokul Mahavan, then Chintaharan Mahadev is also Gokul Mahavan only then. Same area. Okay. So now from Nandabhavan, they came to Gokul Mahavan. From Gokul Mahavan, now they are going to Vrindavan. So what area is this Vrindavan?
All these Rasleela, everything, Kalia Ghat and all this Cheer Ghat, Rasleela, everything is done in Vrindavan.
That is
Why
all Vrindavan.
Vrindavan is so famous? Because there is Vamshivat where Krishna does Rasleela. So that's why Vrindavan is more special than all that. It has
Okay. So
Vamshivat
now,
there.
okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. So now, they have come to, in this way, they entered Vrindavan, where it is always pleasing to live in all seasons. Yeah. Sarva Kala Sukhavaham, where it is always pleasing to live in all the seasons. They made a temporary place to inhabit there by placing the bullock carts around them in the shape of a half moon. Shakatair Ardhachandravat. So that place is called as Shakatikara. So which is called as Chatikara. The Chatikara, that is Shakatikara, because that is a place where they put the bullock carts in the form of a half moon. Shakatikara. It became Chatikara. Like that. So in this way, they entered Vrindavan. They made a temporary place by placing the bullock carts in the shape of a moon, half moon. So they formed a half circle with their bullock carts and stored all their household goods behind the carts. The front area was left open so the cows could easily come and go. This is described in the Vishnu Purana. There was no need to make fences around their temporary residence. The inhabitants were encircled by bullock carts, animals, and thorn trees. So, no need for fencing. You know, the bullock carts, animals, and thorn trees, where they just made a natural fence like that. Yes, Radha Pramod.
So this Balalila pastime pro, they are like at Gokul Mahavan so much. That's why for Vallabha Sampradaya, that is their headquarters. And for us,
Gokul
it is Madhurya and Vrindavan, the Rasleela happens. That's why for us Vrindavan is more important. Of course, all are important, but we more speak about Vrindavan because it is all talking about Krishna's
Madhurya Leela.
Madhurya Leela over here. So So their Pushtimarga, their headquarters are there. They have their ashram and Vallabhacharya, they stayed there and all. So that is, and now because now Madhurya, now now from here Sakya Leela starts and then Madhurya Leela, so Krishna is coming to Vrindavan.
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Okay. Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Pulinani cha Vikshyasiduttama Priti Rama Madhava Yor Nrupa Ondrupa, O King Parikshit. Rama Madhava Yor, when Rama and Krishna Vikshya saw Vrindavanam Govardhanam, Vrindavan Govardhan, Yamuna Pulinanicha, and the banks of the river Yamuna, Uttama Priti Asi, they became very joyful. When Krishna and Balram saw Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Yamuna, they became very pleased. Okay. Evam Rajaukasam Pritim Yachantau Balacheshtitaihi Kalavakyai Swakalena Vatsapalau Babuvaduhu. Evam, in this way, Balacheshtitaihi, Krishna and Balram acting like small boys, Kalavakyehi, and talking in half-broken language, Rajaukasam Pritim Yachantau, they gave transcendental pleasure to the Rajavasis. Swakalena Vatsapalo Babuvatuhu, and in due course of time they became old enough to take care of the calves. Okay, there is a question. Can we visit Mirabai temple in Vrindavan? Yeah, I mean, visiting a temple is not a problem. You can definitely visit. Why not? Mirabai was a great devotee. You can always visit. That's not a problem. So, so in this way, Krishna and Balram, acting like small boys and speaking in broken language, gave pleasure to all the Vrajavasis. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of calves. Okay. At the suitable time, which means they were 3 years old, Krishna and Balram started taking care of the calves. My God, 3 years old. They started taking care of calves. Like that. So, avidure vrajabhuvaha saha gopala dharakaihi charayama saturvatsan nana krida parichadau. Avidure vrajabhuvaha, not far away from their residential quarters, nana krida parichadau, both Krishna and Balram equipped with all kinds of playthings, saha gopala dharakaihi, played with other cowherd boys, charaya masatur vatsan, and began to tend the small calves. So Krishna and Balram would tend the calves along with the other gopas, not very far from their houses. So they would not go very far because they were still very young. Kvachidvadayato venum kshepanai क्षिपतः क्वचित् क्वचित् पादैर्किङ्किणिभिः क्वचित् कृत्रिमगोवृषैः वृषायमाणौ नर्दन्तौ युयुधाते परस्परम् अनुकृत्यरुतैर्जन्तूंश्चेरतु प्राकृतौ यथा क्वचिद् वादयतो वेणुम्। समटाइम्स कृष्ण एंड बलराम वुड प्ले ऑन देयर फ्लूट्स। क्वचिद् वादयतो एंड समटाइम्स दे वुड थ्रो रोप्स एंड स्टोन्स डिवाइस फॉर गेटिंग फ्रूट्स फ्रॉम द ट्रीज। समटाइम्स दे वुड थ्रो ओनली स्टोन्स। एक्चुअली दिस शुड बी क्षेपणैः क्षिपतः क्वचित्। बाय मिस्टेक आई ओके एंड क्वचित् पादैः किङ्किणिभिः एंड समटाइम्स देयर एंकल बेल्स टिंकलिंग दे वुड प्ले फुटबॉल विथ फ्रूट्स लाइक बेल एंड आमलकी। सो दे वर आल्सो प्लेइंग फुटबॉल बेल एंड आमलकी। क्वचित् कृत्रिम गोवृषैः समटाइम्स दे वुड कवर देमसेल्व्स विद ब्लैंकेट्स एंड इमिटेट काउज एंड बुल्स। युयुधाते परस्परम एंड दे वुड फाइट विथ ईच अदर। वृषयम् वृषायमाणौ नर्दन् नर्दन्तौ दे वुड रोर वेरी लाउडली अनुकृत्य ऋतैर् जन्तून् एंड समटाइम्स दे वुड इमिटेट द वॉइस ऑफ एनिमल्स। चेरतुः प्राकृतौ यथा एंड दिस वे दे प्लेड एंड एंजॉयड जस्ट लाइक ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन चिल्ड्रन। समटाइम्स दे वुड प्ले फ्लूट्स फ्लूट। समटाइम्स वुड थ्रो स्टोन्स टू गेट फ्रूट्स। समटाइम्स प्ले फुटबॉल एंड समटाइम्स इमिटेट द एनिमल्स। इन दिस वे दे स्पोर्टेड लाइक ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन चिल्ड्रन। सो शिरोशना जगह ठाकुर से समटाइम्स दे वुड कवर देमसेल्स विद ब्लैंकेट्स एंड इमिटेट काउज एंड बुल्स एंड फाइट विथ वन अनदर रोरिंग लाउडली एंड समटाइम्स दे वुड इमिटेट द वॉइसेस ऑफ द एनिमल्स। इन दिस वे दे एंजॉयड स्पोर्टिंग एग्जैक्टली लाइक टू ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन चिल्ड्रन। समटाइम्स यूजिंग स्लिंग्स स्लिंग्स मीन्स व्हाट डू यू कॉल दैट इन हिंदी। इट इज कॉल्ड एस स्लिंग्स। यू नो यू कीप अ स्टोन एंड पुल इट एंड यू नो लीव इट। व्हाट डू यू कॉल इट इन हिंदी। गुलेल गुलेल या दे कॉल इट गुलेल। या करेक्ट या यू कॉल इट गुलेल। You put a stone, pull that rubber and leave it. You know, it gains that momentum and it goes and you use it for hitting the monkeys also in Gulel. Yes. Sometimes using slings, Krishna and Balram. Krishna and Balram would throw amalaki and bale fruits far away. Sometimes they would kick each other with their bangled feet. They would kick each other. Covering themselves with blankets, they pretended to be bulls and roared while fighting each other. They would also imitate the voices of swans and peacocks. Like that. So, then. कदाचित् यमुना तीरे वत्सां चारयतो स्वकैः वयस्यै कृष्ण बलयोर् जिगाम सुर्दैत्य आगमत्। कदाचित् वन डे कृष्ण बलयोः स्वकैः वयस्यैः वत्सां चारयतोः वैल कृष्ण एंड बलराम वेर हर्डिंग दी कॉल्स अलोंग विथ their gopas, Yamuna Tire, on the banks of Yamuna, Daitya Agamat, a demon came, Jigam Suhu, with a desire to kill them. One day, while they were tending the calves on the banks of Yamuna, a demon came to kill them. Samvatsarupinam vikshya vatsayutagatam harihi darshayan baladevaya shanair mukta ivasadat. Harihi, Lord Harihi, samvatsarupinam vikshya, seeing that the demon had come in the form of a calf, vatsayutagatam, and had entered into the group of the calves, darshayan baladevaya, he showed to Balramji, look at that. Look, this is a demon who has entered the group of calves. Shanair Asadat. Then he very slowly approached the demon. Mugdaiva, as if he did not know anything. Sushila Vishwanathakura says, with a sidelong glance, Krishna informed Balram, and then pretending that he did not know, Krishna approached the demon. So, when Krishna saw that the demon had taken the form of a calf and entered the other group of calves, he pointed out to Balram and slowly approached demon. गृहीत्वा परपादाभ्यां सह लाङ्गुलमच्युतः भ्रामयित्वा कपित्ताग्रे प्राहिणोद्गतजीवितं सकपित्तैर्महाकायः पात्यमानैर्पपातः. ओके, देर इज अ क्वेश्चन, हाउ डिड द डीमन्स आइडेंटिफाई कृष्ण एंड बलराम? वेल, दे वेर They had mystic powers. They could identify. So, it was not rocket science. Yeah, definitely. They could understand. Achyutaha grihitva apara padabhyam sahalangulam. Apara padabhyam means the two hind legs, sahalangulam, and along with the tail. So then Krishna caught hold of the demon. He demon's hind legs and the tail together. Brahmayitva. And he twirled the demon. Gata jivitam. Until he did not even beat the demon. Just by whirling him around the head, by that only the demon died. Prahinod kapittagre. And then he threw the demon on the top of a kapitta tree. Sa kapittair patyamanaihi papataha, which then fell down along with the body of the demon. Mahakayaha. And by then the demon had assumed his huge form. He was no longer in the form of a calf. He assumed a huge form. So Krishna caught hold of the hind legs and tail and twirled the demon and he died. He threw his body on a kapitta tree. And it fell down. After he assumed a huge body. Achyuta, the Lord who never falls, grasped the hind legs and tail of Vatsasur and threw the demon into the top of a kapitta tree to arrange for his fall or death from the material world. So Achyutaha made the demon Chyuta. Fall or he arranged for the fall of the demon or the death of the demon from the material world. By throwing the demon in the tree, Krishna caused the kapitta fruits to fall for the satisfaction of his friends. Krishna whirled the demon around very severely until he was dead and then threw him in the tree. Krishna was around 3 years old at this time. Tam vikshya vismita balaha shashamsu sadhu sadviti devascha parisantushta babu pushpavarshinaha. This is standard. The demigods will shower Krishna with flowers. Pushpavrishti. So, Tam vikshya vismita balaha shashamsuhu. Upon seeing the dead body of the demon, all the cowherd boys exclaimed and appreciated, Sadhu, sadhu iti. You know, well done, well done. You did a good job like that. Devascha parisantushta babu, and all the demigods, the upper planetary systems, they became very happy. Pushpavarshinaha, they showered flowers. The gopas appreciated sadhu sadhu iti and the demigods showered flowers. तौ वत्सपालकौ भूत्वा सर्वलोकैकपालकौ सप्रातर आशौ गोवत्सांश्चारयन्तौ विचेरतुः सप्रातराशौ आफ्टर किलिंग द डीमन कृष्णा एंड बलराम फिनिश देयर ब्रेकफास्ट इन द मॉर्निंग गोवत्सांश्चारयन्तौ एंड वाइल कंटिन्यूइंग टू टेक केयर ऑफ द काव्स विचेरतुः दे वांडर्ड हियर एंड देयर तौ सर्वलोकैकपालकौ Krishna and Balram, the supreme personalities of Godhead who maintain the entire creation, Vatsapalakau Bhutva, they now were maintaining the calves. So after killing Vatsasura, they took breakfast. And wandered here and there. So the Sarvaloka Palakas became Vatsapalakas. On that day, Krishna and Balram, who maintain all living beings throughout the whole universe, became the protector of the cows. They became Vatsapalakas. After taking their morning breakfast, Krishna and Balram played while tending the cows. So that particular day, they did not take breakfast at home. They packed the breakfast also with them and brought them to the forest. And they were having vanabhojan on that particular day. So after killing Vatsasur, they opened their packets and had their breakfast. And they also had with the breakfast the kapitta fruits which had fallen down. So Krishna threw Vatsasur on the kapitta tree specifically so that his friends could enjoy the kapitta fruits which would fall down as a result of that. You know, they don't have to use their gulel to hit one kapitta fruit. So due to Vatsasur, you know, the whole tree fell down. So, you know, they had thousands of kapitta fruits the gopas could just enjoy. And once they are satisfied, they could feed the cows also. So like that. So then, Swam swam vatsakulam sarve payayishyanta ekada gatva jalashayabhyasham payayitvapapurjalam ekada. One day, swam swam vatsakulam sarve. All the boys, including Krishna and Balram, each boy taking his own group of calves, gatva jalashayabhyasham. They brought the calves to a reservoir of water, payayishyanta, desiring to allow them to drink. Payayitva papurjalam. After the animals drank water, the boys drank water also. So one day, all the gopas brought their cows, sorry, calves to a reservoir of water. And they also drank water. ते तत्र ददृशुर्बाला महासत्त्वम् अवस्थितम् तत्र सुर्वज्रनिर्भिन्नम् गिरेश्रृङ्गम् इवच्युतम्. तत्र नियर् दट् रिजर्वायर् आफ् वाटर् ते बाला ददृशुः द बाय्स् सा महासत्त्वम् अवस्थितम् ते सा अ जैगेण्टिक् बाडि वज्रनिर्भिन्नम् Chutam girehe shringam iva. Girehe belonging to a mountain, shringam peak. His body looked like a peak of a mountain, chutam, which had fallen down, vajranirbhinam, because of being struck by a thunderbolt. Okay. Tatrasuhu, they were afraid even to see such a huge living being. There, they saw a huge body resembling a broken mountain peak. They were afraid even to see that being. The demon looked like a mountain peak cut off by a thunderbolt. Savai bako nama mahan asuro bakarupa drik agatya sahasa krishnam tikshna tundograsad bale. So, Sahavai bako nama mahan asura. He was a great demon by the name Bakasur. Bakarupadruk, he had assumed the body of a baka. Baka is not exactly a duck. Baka is more of, you can say, it's not exactly a duck. What can you say? Baka was like a crane. Yeah, crane. Yeah, true. Crane or a pelican, someone says. Yeah. Yeah, or a stroke. ओके सह वै बको नाम महान असुर बकरूप दृक् ही हैड अस्यूम द बॉडी ऑफ अ डक सॉरी अ क्रेन तीक्ष्ण तुंड बिकॉज अ डक डस नॉट हैव अ शार्प बीक इट हैज अ वेरी फ्लैट बीक तीक्ष्ण तुंड आगत्य हैविंग कम देयर सहसा कृष्णम अग्रसत ही इमीडिएटली स्वालोड कृष्णा The demon was Bakasur. He had assumed the form of a crane. He immediately swallowed Krishna. कृष्णं महाबकग्रस्तं दृष्ट्वा रामादयोर्बकाः बभूवुर् इन्द्रियाणीव विना प्राणं विचेतसः रामादयो अर्बकाः दृष्ट्वा कृष्णं महाबकग्रस्तं विचेतसः बभूवुः विना प्राणं इन्द्रियाणि इव रामादयो अर्बकाः वेन् द बॉयस् अलाङ्ग् वित् बलरामजी दृष्ट्वा कृष्णं महाबकग्रस्तं व्हेन दे सॉ दैट कृष्णा बीइंग स्वालोड बाय दिस बकासुर विचेतसः बभूवुः दे बिकेम अनकॉन्शियस विना प्राणम इंद्रियाणि जस्ट लाइक सेंसेस वुड बिकम डेड विदाउट द प्राण व्हेन बलराम एंड अदर्स सॉ दिस दे बिकेम unconscious. Seeing that the gigantic duck had swallowed Krishna, Balram and the other cowherd boys became unconscious. Even though Balram could have easily killed the demon, he responded by fainting due to the intensity of brotherly affection. Okay. His brotherly affection took over. So he could not immediately remember his power. So he was consumed by his brotherly affection. So he also fainted. So a similar thing happened during the Rukmini Haran Leela, a kidnapping of Rukmini, wherein Balram displayed his brotherly affection by protecting Krishna from the attack of Jarasandha and other soldiers. तं तालुमूलं प्रदहन्तमग्निवत् गोपालसूनुं पितरं जगद्गुरुः चचर्द सद्यो तिरुषाक्षतम्बकस्तुण्डेन हन्तुं पुनरभ्यपद्यत जगद्गुरुः जगद्गुरोः पितरं कृष्ण हु वाज द फादर ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्म गोपालसूनुं बट हु वाज एक्टिंग एज अ सन ऑफ अ कौहर्ड मैन अग्निवत् तम तालुमूलम प्रदहंतम सो कृष्णा बिकेम लाइक फायर एंड स्टार्टेड बर्निंग द रूट ऑफ द डीमन्स थ्रोट बकः सद्यः चचर्द द डीमन इमीडिएटली डिसगॉर्ज्ड हिम ही स्पैट आउट कृष्णा. And when the demon saw that Krishna, although having been swallowed, was unharmed, Tundena Hantum Punarabhyapadyata. Tundena, through his beak, he started attacking Krishna. So Krishna became hot like fire. And Baka disgorged him. Then he started attacking Krishna with his beak. Just as sugar candy tastes bitter to the tongue of the diseased person, the demon Bakasur felt that his throat was on fire, even though Krishna is as soft as a tender blue lotus. But because he was a demon, so therefore he felt Krishna to be as hot as fire. This indicates that Krishna's body became as hard as a thunderbolt. It was the fault of the demon's throat and not Krishna. This is so amazing. Our acharyas are so amazing. Because even momentarily, okay, see the explanation here. Just as a sugar candy tastes bitter on the tongue of a diseased person, the demon Bakasur felt that his throat was on fire. Krishna's body did not become hot as fire. That is the explanation. So the problem was with the throat of Bakasur and not Krishna's body. Krishna's body neither became hot nor did it become hard as a thunderbolt. But this is what was experienced by the throat of Bakasur, because the problem was in Bakasur's throat and not Krishna's body. Krishna's body is soft as a tender blue lotus. But just like a person with jaundice, he experiences the sweet sugar candy to be bitter. Not because sugar candy has become bitter, but because of the problem with his tongue, which is covered with a layer of bile. Pittopatapta rasanasya na rochikam. Similarly, Krishna's body even momentarily did not become like fire or hard, like a thunderbolt. It was soft and cool. But because of the fault in the demon's throat, he felt Krishna's body to be like fire or a thunderbolt. So, when Bakasur spat out Krishna, he saw that Krishna was unharmed. Okay. So, okay, I think we can cover how many verses in this Bakasur's pastime? Three more verses. Maybe we can cover. Let's see. We will try to at least cover this Bakasur's pastime. Tamapatantam sa nigrihya tundayor. Dorbyam bakam kamsasakam satam patihi. Pashyat subaleshu dadara lilaya. Mudavaho virana vaddi vaukasam. Satam patihi. When Krishna, the leader of the Vaishnavas, bakam kamsasakam, saw that the demon Bakasur, the friend of Kamsa, tam apatantam, was endeavoring to attack him. Sa nigrihya tundayor dorbyam. With his arms, he captured the demon by the two halves of the beak. Dadara Leelaya. Baleshu Pashyatsu Dadara Leelaya. And in the presence of the cowherd boys, Krishna very easily bifurcated them. Veeranavad. Just as a child splits a blade of Veerana grass. Divaukasam Mudavaha. And of course, as usual, the demigods would become very pleased. And they would shower Krishna with flowers, you know, like that. So, when Krishna saw that Baka was trying to attack, he easily split the beak into two. And the demigods were very pleased. So, in the presence of all the cowherd boys, Krishna firmly grasped Bakasura's beak and bifurcated it like a blade of Virana grass. This action greatly pleased all the demigods. Tadabakarim Suralokavasinaha Samakirannandanamallikadibhihi Sama samidire chanaka shankha samstavais tadviksha gopala suta visisnire. Tada, at that point of time, after he killed Bakasura, suralokavasinaha, the denizens of the higher planetary systems, samakiran nandana mallika dibhi, they showered Krishna with mallika flowers from the Nandankanan garden. Bakarim upon Krishna, who was the enemy of Bakasura. Samidire, they also congratulated him. Anaka Shankar Samstavaihi, by playing all kinds of celestial instruments. Tadviksha Gopala Suta Visismire, seeing this, all the gopas became astonished. So the demigods showered Krishna with flowers. And played auspicious instruments. Seeing this, the gopas were astonished. So the demigod showered flowers everywhere and praised Krishna with selected prayers. मुक्तं बकास्याद् उपलभ्य बालक रामादय प्राणमिवेन्द्रियो गणः स्थानागतं तं परिरभ्य निर्वृताः प्रणीय वत्सान् व्रजमेत्य तज्जगुः. जस्ट एज द सेंसेस आर पैसिफाइड विथ कॉन्शियस कॉन्शियसनेस एंड लाइफ रिटर्न प्राणम इव इंद्रियो गणः. So, just as the senses are pacified, when the life air returns, Muktam Baka Asyad Upalabhya. Muktam Baka Asyad, from the mouth of Baka. Muktam Upalabhya. When Krishna was freed from his danger, he came out of the mouth of Bakasura. Ramadayah Balaka. All the gopas, along with Balramji, they thought that their life had been restored. Tam parirabhya nirvritaha, they embraced Krishna in great joy. Praniya vatsan, and then they collected their own calves. Vrajametya sthanagatam, they returned to their own places in Vrindavan. Tad jaguhu, and they spoke about this incident to their parents. Balram and the gopas were completely satisfied seeing Krishna come out of Baka's mouth. They then collected their cows and returned home and narrated the incident. So, just like enlivened senses, the boys regained their lives when Krishna returned from the clutches of the demon. Balram and the boys embraced Krishna and then collected their cows to return home. They loudly proclaimed the killing of Vatsasura and Bakasura. So both happened on the same day. Two demons were killed, one at the beginning of the day and another at the end of the day. Or a second meaning is, the cowherd boys set the descriptions of these pastimes to poetic melody and rhythm so they could sing them on other days. So they compose the melody to sing these pastimes so that they could sing it on the other days. So I think we will pause here. I have to rush for the Brahmachari class. So thank you all very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. We will meet again day after tomorrow for the 10th canto. Today evening we will meet for Jayavadharma. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.